First, though, Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of the world because of the large amount of grain it exports. But since the Russian invasion in 2022, grain production has been hampered, not just by the war, but because Russia has been accused of stealing grain from occupied areas of the country and selling it on the black market. Now, the UK is launching a grain verification scheme that will enable Ukraine to trace grain from its harvests and, hopefully, stop it from being stolen. It uses chemical analysis to determine where grain was grown and a specialist database. Victor de Klerk is the Director of Science at World Forest ID, the non-profit organisation which has created the verification scheme.
We're all about making supply chains transparent, specifically when it comes to timber, soy, cocoa, coffee, grains, agricultural crops, and so on. What we do is we collect samples all over the world, we analyze them for their chemistry or any other characteristics that we can use, and then we make fancy machine learning models that allow us to say where something comes from when we do get a test case or we want to trace something back to its origin.
And how are you able to tell where specific samples of grain come from?
So when something grows in a certain location in the world, it will have a different chemical fingerprint because the rainfall is different, the temperature is different, the soil is different. So a plant that grows in Belgium, where I am right now, and a plant that grows in Ukraine will have a very different chemical fingerprint. And we basically make maps of these chemical fingerprints that then allows us to trace back a product when we have to test it.
And how complex is that science? And how accurate is that science?
Accuracy is a good question. It really depends on what area you're looking at and what the exact question is that you need to ask. These things can change quite rapidly over a landscape, so you are able to pick up differences over short distances. The science sounds a lot more complex than it is. This type of science has been used for a long time in the food industry. It's mainly then the artificial intelligence and the machine learning that comes afterwards that empowers the data that allows us to answer these questions quite accurately.
And can you give me a couple of examples of how this technology, this science has been used before?
A good example of this is actually from the timber industry. So when Russia invaded Ukraine, all timber that enters the EU from Russia or Belarus is illegal. It's not allowed, so it's sanctioned. So we did the same thing with timber, and we were able to already identify quite a couple of shipments that contained illicit timber coming from Belarus or from Russia.
How does the system work? How will the verification system work?
So once the database is created and we've created the machine learning models that allow us to trace a product back to where its original harvest location, as we say, then any chemical lab within the world, within the EU or within Ukraine, could perform the necessary chemical measurements, ping it against the system, and they will get a response back of where that grain was originally harvested.
How much impact does verification like this have? What kind of difference can it make?
Well, it's a massive industry, right? If you look at natural resource crime, it's $150 billion a year, mainly on illegal timber and illegal wildlife trade. So even stopping just a fraction of that has a massive economical impact. And it also protects the market for the good players, as we say.
That's Victor de Klerk. Now, all this week,